All right, folks, it's time for a fish report.
How's it going, Depp?
Morning, Leaf. It's going good. How about you?
Oh, man. Doing well.
Yeah? I know you've been busy doing all kinds of things. Let's break it up into separate things. You've been up on the loop, and but you've also been out fishing. So let's make this a fish report.
Yeah.
And how has it been going? It's been... it seems like it's similar. We've had kind of a run of similar weather.
Right. It cooled down a little bit, and it's kind of been, you know, fishing has been like the temps. If it's cooling down, you know, your days are a little bit slower. And if it's warming up, they're really good. This time last week, I think the fishing was a little bit better. But right now, I'm looking at the temps in the upcoming week, and holy cow, we're going up into the 40s.
Yeah.
So I think the fishing's going to go right up.
Last time we talked, you also mentioned that the volume of water was 900,000 cubics.
Yeah. I just looked, and it was 700, 720 or something.
Okay.
So it's trying to come down. But it will go back up with those temps too. So there might be a short window. It looks like they're coming up on, you know, the weekend and just staying up all through the week. So two or three days of that could bring the river back up. But, you know, 24, 48 hours of it could make for some really good fishing if you're there too.
Okay.
So don't make it one of those should have been here yesterday or last week stories.
There's really... never a day that there isn't something, is there?
Oh, man. Yeah, well, the ice is still thick on the lakes. Still hearing great stories from people out there. Yeah. I talked to my buddy Pat from WDFW Field Crew, and he, like I from the SciTech, you know, the people that go swimming and walking in the streams have got a little time off right now, you know. And so he was hitting the ice fishing circuit, he called it. And, God, what he was going, Hess Lake, Bonaparte Lake, Leader, and I'm missing a couple more. I mean, like five or six lakes in the Okanagan County area, and he was just going to go hit them all, and that really sounded like a lot of fun.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, it can be, particularly when they're biting. I mean, it can be boring, and I've had boring ice fishing days.
Yeah, just add some friends, you know, and some sort of, you know, libations, entertainment, maybe firewood, definitely some, you know, firewood on certain days.
Yeah, but it's always nice to be outdoors
in
the winter and have a little bit of activity, and who knows, maybe it'll turn into a lot of activity, but just nice being out.
Right. Well, and, you know, these fishing days out there, I can go, you know, we make it all sound like... just all wins all the time sometimes, I'm afraid, on this show. But, you know, I mean, some days I'll spend, you know, almost 2 or 3 days without getting a steelhead out there. But I still keep going because it's beautiful. And I usually get something, you know, maybe a nice bull trout or at least see some eagles flying over, deer kind of down there hanging out with me and just see some beautiful scenery. So, I mean, it's much better than just hanging out in the house, you know. And sometimes you got to kind of kick yourself in the butt to get out there when it's a little cold. But whether it be skiing or ice fishing or getting out on the river, I think it's better to do it than not do it,
and,
no matter what.
And we should let people know that if this sounds like fun, but you've never done it yourself, you think you might like a guide. Well, Leaf is a guide. Tell them how to get
You get a hold of me there at Fly Fishers Pro Shop, Medhow Fishing Adventures. We're always booking trips, and booking trips right now for the late winter because we're looking at, you know, steelheading always gets fantastic in later February, mid-February, and especially through March. So check us out there, or if you just want to check out the blog and figure out how to get yourself onto some fish and get some tips, just contact us there.
Yep.
And everybody stay dry, take care of one another, and get your fish on.
Fish on.